61-year-old Darish Mubarake began working as a driver for Uber and Lyft 10 years ago. Back then, he says, working in the gig economy was bliss.
2014 or 15. Back then, it was a good time to make money. We used to have good bonuses. You would do like 120 trips in a week, and the company would pay you extra $500.
But this would change in 2014 when Uber first increased the commission it takes from 20 to 25%.
It takes me longer to make more money. They're paying me less compared to what it was before.
This change was driven by Uber's AI expansion, a technology that increased rider fare and decreased driver pay.
If the customer is paying $50 for a ride, out of the $50 ride, I would get like $37, $38. Now I get like $20, $25.
While tech enthusiasts attended the annual AI conference at the Moscone Center in San Francisco, gig workers like Darish stood outside its doors, criticizing them for AI's impact on their livelihoods.
Without us drivers, they don't exist. We are the backbone of their economy.
Joao Paulo Connolly is the organizing director at Working Partnerships, a non-profit advocating equality for gig workers.
Algorithms decide how much we get paid. Algorithms decide when we work, when we don't. They decide when to send us rides, when not to send us rides. AI systems make all of these critical decisions that impact workers' lives.
But it's not just Uber and Lyft. Sam Krishna, a volunteer at Stop AI, says it extends to all technological innovations that aim to replace humans.
We hate Waymo because it's one of these technologies that's taking jobs from people that don't want their job to be automated. For every Waymo that's on the road, that's one Uber driver who could have been feeding their family.
After working longer hours with less pay, Darish says he had to take another job as a security officer to supplement his income from Uber. He's hoping drivers unionize soon so they can have a say in the AI conversations driving their lives. Annetta Felix, KPFA Radio.